Greetings and welcome to another edition of Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. This is talk number 108. Our topic today is entering into rest. Reading Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Let me ask you a question. Are you at rest in the Lord? The definition for rest, as it is used in this text, is explained in verse 10. It says, "For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his own works as God did from his." In a Genesis account of God's creative work, we read that he rested on the seventh day. Now, God did not rest because he was tired. He rested because he was finished. The concept for rest is built around the idea and the reality that God has finished his work, and what we do is enter into finished works. It's not that we have less to do or that everything is done for us. As verse 11 said, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest." So the diligence is found in strengthening our relationship with God, recognizing what his grace has provided to us, and leaning on God more than our own wisdom. The diligence that we exercise is in prayer, in worship, in studying and doing the Word of God, and walking in wisdom. There remains a rest for the people of God because so often we run ourselves ragged, trying to figure things out, and not accessing all of the resources God has made available to us. Here's a way to think about rest. You rest when you use the power of another. If you wanted to go to the market a quarter mile away, you could walk there, you could ride a bike there, you could jog over there, or you can let someone drive you in their car to the market, using the power of another to go where you need to go. That's one way to think about what it means to rest. Ask yourself, am I using the power of another, specifically the power and grace of God? Think about these things and be diligent to enter into your rest. God bless. Have a great day and be encouraged.